Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In an age where an online network outage spurs unbridled chaos, a far more critical network faces disruption, the intricate tapestry of biodiversity. Today, we traverse the harrowing landscapes of a world gasping through the cracks of climate calamities, where the web of life itself is disintegrating under relentless environmental strains, the silent eroding of ecological fabric. Our once flourishing flora and fauna are succumbing to an invisible foe, systemic ecological degradation. The enigmatic entanglement of species, each a purposeful thread in the tapestry, is unraveling. Without the butterflies, whose wings no longer dance in the breeze, and without the unseen neural-like networks of plant roots communicating, sustaining life is becoming a myth only memory serves to keep alive. A network glitch in nature signals a calamity, not an inconvenience, whispers a solitary botanist from the ruins of her collapsed research center, a statement that rings eerily accurate in our present dystopia. Here, outage doesn't merely imply a temporary disruption, but a steady march toward irreversible silence, from diverse to dangerously dependent. The biodiversity that once offered resilience now teeters on the brink of monocultures. Dependence on a handful of crops and livestock underscores humanity's reckless gamble. Like a frail web after a tempest, we face the glaring reality. Without diversity, we are frighteningly vulnerable to the shocks of nature gone awry. Blights, pests, and diseases that no innovation can halt, the consequences of an unheeded warning. The echo of extinction resounds far beyond the aesthetical. Loss of pollinators spells a silent doom for our food systems. The collapse of predator-prey dynamics opens chasms that no amount of human ingenuity can bridge. Each species lost is a rivet popped off the wings of the plane that is our ecosystem, as we continue our journey obliviously at cruising altitude. Canary in the coal mine, the disheartening descent. In a not-so-distant past, birdsongs filled the air, alerting to environmental changes. Today, those canaries, literal and figurative, are no more. Silent springs have given way to barren summers and autumns of despair. We observe these changes not as spectators but as culprits, wrapped up in a smog of denial, even as the evidence is laid bare for all to see. When the network fails, what emerges in its wake? As nature's network outage stretches on, the void is filled with humanity's clamor and contraptions. What blooms in the soil, sown with neglect? In a world that has overridden the limits of exploitation, we are met not with nature's bounty, but with her backlash. Within the poisoned chalice of our making, we sip not the nectar of abundance, but the bitter draught of scarcity. In tracing the fallout of this network outage, we're forced to confront a daunting question. What remains when the web of life can no longer regenerate? From individual microcosms to the global expanse, the repercussions of this connectivity crisis ripple outwards, plunging our fragile existence into deeper uncertainty. Only by recognizing our role in this calamity can we begin to envision a change. However, even flickers of ingenuity and adaptation seem too little, too late. The tangled web we've woven now tugs at the straining seams of a tapestry we may no longer be able to mend.